There are no specific blueprints that can be applied to any given situation because IWRM is a broad process that requires change in multiple sectors and at multiple levels. So the successful implementation of IWRM requires a framework with the necessary tools and instruments. If you were to look at an IWRM framework, you would find the following components: enabling environment, institutional roles, management instruments. Each category has several subcategories, which consists of several tools. GWP has developed a toolbox for the IWRM framework that contains a total of 59 tools. Let's take a closer look at the IWRM framework components. The enabling environment. The enabling environment will require both top-down and bottom-up approach to ensure successful stakeholder engagement. It seeks participation from the national level down to the village or municipality level, or from the catchment or watershed levels up to the level of a river basin. The IWRM framework should include an enabling environment supported by policies, national, provincial, or local. Legislations that enable all stakeholders to play their respective roles in the development and management of water resources, and mechanisms for stakeholders' engagement. Institutional roles. The institutional roles for IWRM implementation require consideration of a whole range of formal rules and regulations, customs and practices, ideas and information, as well as the interest of community group networks. It focuses on creating organizational framework and building institutional capacity. The key issue will be the creation of effective coordination mechanisms between different agencies. Management instruments. Management instruments should support an IWRM framework. They should include tools and methods that enable and help decision makers to make rational and informed decisions between alternative actions. In the next presentation, we'll take a look at each of the components of the framework in some detail.